From the Heart, August 1. God fulfilled His promises. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son. Christ came to this world to reveal the Father, to give to humanity a true knowledge of God. He came to manifest the love of God. Without a knowledge of God, humanity would be eternally lost. Life and power must be imparted by Him who made the world. The promise made in Eden, "The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head," was the promise of the Son of God, through whose power alone could the counsel of God be fulfilled and the knowledge of God be imparted. God made the promise to Abraham, "In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." To Abraham was unfolded God's purpose for the redemption of the race. Christ declared, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Jacob declared, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be." To Moses, God talked face to face as one talks with a friend. On him shone the light regarding the Savior. He said to the people, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken." The sacrifices and offerings told their story of the coming Savior, who was to be offered up for the sins of the world. They pointed forward to a better service than theirs, when God would be worshipped in spirit and truth and in the beauty of holiness. In the Jewish service was typified the atonement demanded by the broken law. The victim, a lamb without spot or blemish, represented the world's Redeemer, who is so holy and so efficient that he can take away the sin of the world. To David was given the promise that Christ should reign forever and ever, and that of his kingdom there should be no end. The Hebrews lived in an attitude of expectancy, looking for the promised Messiah. Many died in faith, not having received the promises. But having seen them afar off, they believed and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.